this episode, we find out how hairy is too hairy, what music is stuck in your ear so deep that you need a drill to get it out. Finally, we welcome our mascot, Jared, to the show, and I try and prevent Ben and Jeff from mauling him, orally speaking. COL 163 starts now.
Sunday, June 10th, 2012. I am Jeff.
I'm Robert.
Me, not that kind of orc.
Thanks for noticing me.
And I'm Ben, the guy that didn't jump
that
in early.
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 163. And our cup has arrived.
Yes.
But first, our voicemail.
Hey, COL crew. This is Jared, a.k.a. Julio Cup. And I thought I'd give you guys a call and leave a message. It's an honor to accept the title of mascot for Comes Out Loud. I'm pretty honored. I just started listening maybe roughly about 15 episodes ago, and I think you guys do an excellent job of creating a sense of community, and I really enjoy listening to you guys' point of view. So Thanks for giving back to us. And let's see here. The worst thing that I ever heard on a date. I guess maybe I'll go out on a limb on this one and kind of go the other direction. But I had a first date tell me he loved me, and then he said I didn't have to repeat after him, but he did recite wedding vows to me. And when he got to the "Till Death Do Us Part," kind of.
That's how horror movies start.
The dynamics of everything. So, I look forward to hearing another episode coming out here soon. So, see you guys. Take care. Bye.
Oh my god!
Holy fucking shitballs!
And to hear the actual answer to this question live on air is our mascot, Jamil Cub Jared. Yay! I don't have any fanfare. Oh, wait a minute. I know. I got it. To fill in.
And by the way, for those of you real quickly who are asking yourselves, where is Damon this week? Well, as we all know, Damon's love, Edward Keel, otherwise known as Mr. Trollolo, passed away last week, and he is at his funeral.
Oh, God.
We're sorry, Damon, and we miss you. And we'll miss Mr. Trollolo. Yeah.
That's a joke that is officially dead.
It's now been buried.
Anyways, back to the important part.
Jared.
Yes.
Did you repeat the wedding vows?
Jared. And somehow we lost Jared.
There we go. No, I'm here. Sorry.
We scared him.
No, I didn't repeat the wedding vows, but it was interesting to hear that. I think I wasn't ready for that one.
Oh. This was the very first date, right?
It was, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's just creepy.
Oh, shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I drunkenly admitted to this really hot bear named Jeremy that I loved him. Of course, I was also very drunk, but I didn't recite wedding vows.
And I was going to say, how long did that last anyways?
Well, nothing ever really happened, unfortunately.
But see, God. Drunk I love yous are completely different. Drunk I love yous you can forgive, but saying it sober to your face in a well-lit room and you're not having sex, forget it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm sorry, but isn't that how horror movies tend to start?
One of the many ways.
Isn't that exactly how Misery started? I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
And it ends with a big old Underwood typewriter being flung at you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I met him when I first moved down to this area. He actually came. He lived in Rochester, so I drove over there to meet him. And that was my first experience down here, and my last experience dating someone since I've been down here.
Uh-huh. Right. Don't let one guy spoil the pot. I don't know.
Exactly. That's what I'm here for.
Now you're making me wish I did still live in Rochester.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyways, that's just it. So what? Let's go on. What the fuck did you guys do this week?
Ben, I'll let you go first.
Oh, what did I do this week? Oh, don't I feel all effing special and some shit? Besides just enjoying the first full week of summer classes, thank God they're all online. And it's funny because I'm actually, here it is, I'm a freaking grad student, or the equivalent of, but I'm having to, believe it or not, retake English 1302, which is second year English.
Yeah.
I'm retaking it. It's driving me up the wall because I remember all this shit, but it's just like, really? And then I'm having to suffer taking business computer information systems. In other words, I'm learning how to use Microsoft Office 2010, which I pretty much already know how to use it pretty well. I've got a perfect score in that class. I will walk out of that class with an A, but it's just obnoxious. Yeah. And then getting my $200+ electric bill. So, yeah. Yeah, and getting ready to start my new job next Monday.
Woohoo!
God, being unemployed for the last year has absolutely sucked ass. But I sold the last of my computers today, so I am now officially out of the computer repair business. Thank
you. Bravo. Congratulations, Ben. That's awesome.
Yes. But once I get to the point where I'm working on building a home theater PC, could you help me out with that?
Only if you can convince Jared to come down and visit for a few days.
Sure.
Say, Jared, at least I won't make you. But Jared, I promise you, I won't tell you I love you, and I won't ask you to recite wedding vows till at least the third date. Okay. No, I've actually had that happen too, and that really creeps me out. It happened to me when I first stopped working for the state. I had a 19-year-old tech student pulled that something similar to me on that, and that just really freaked me out.
So, oh God!
I understand your pain. It is kind of creepy.
That's just awful.
Yeah. So Robert.
Yes.
What the fuck?
my week. I don't post a lot of this shit because of the simple fact that I just deal with it.
Because people like me will say something.
Yeah, but No, it's been a really emotionally draining week. I'm sort of where you are, Jared, where I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm in the process of looking for a new job because Target, I just can't pay my bills on, 22 hours a week. Really,
otherwise known as the land of red and khaki.
Yeah.
Jeff can get you a job living and working in Austin.
I can't guarantee anything regarding that. I'm not even sure if we're hiring for our department. Just lost another person.
We
need a replacement otter. Anybody, some otter who wants to work at a mortgage servicer?
No. Anyway, but no, I'm looking for a new job. I'm thinking about looking out of state. But getting to that point where I was talking to a friend of mine and who's a bartender. Should be a therapist, and I tell him that repeatedly anyway, and was going over things with him. But other than that, work was minimal. Essentially boring, like most of the time.
Do you need the Price is Right losing horn right about now?
No, it wasn't a complete loss. It just was just emotionally kind of draining. So I'm glad the week's over. Anyway, so Jared, what about you? What did you do this week?
I guess I was going to say, I saw you post something about like you were looking at maybe moving to Seattle or Oregon.
Yeah. Either up there, Seattle, Portland area.
Got money?
You can actually live in Oregon or Washington and not spend a fortune on it. But yeah, I've been looking up there. I've also been looking in the Austin area because a lot of the tech companies and call centers and that kind of stuff. I've been looking pretty much anywhere that I can find a job and live pretty cheaply. So,
yeah, I was kind of jealous that you could start to consider that. Like I've always actually considered that area for myself. It might be a cool place to go to, but for right now, I'm kind of stuck where I'm at. But
yeah,
you know, here West Texas is real nice.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do. There isn't a
shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Draft house. You've got two bear clubs here.
And I also would like to remind the audience that Jeffrey is a self-admitted lazy top. So,
well, you know, as we've all been finding out on Bruiser this week, everybody's kind of sexual identity. Yeah, and you know,
yeah, that's been a lot of fun.
I prefer to be in the dominant role anyway. So,
yeah, I was gonna ask how's that work.
Dominant bottom. See, that's what I need.
Yeah.
So that way you can wow you to your heart's content while other things are going on.
No. Here's the thing: is the bottom would actually take me away from wow, so we can get in a more comfortable place.
Yes.
Where he'll jump on top of me and ride my cock.
Okay, but anyways, moving on. Yipes.
So anyway, but Jared, so what did you do this week? We got off on a wild tangent there.
I didn't really have a very eventful week this week, which is actually kind of nice because I've had a whole lot going on the past few weeks. With school ending and I just went back to full time, and now I'm working overnight. So switching to being a vampire has been kind of a lifestyle change.
Hated those hours. Hated them.
Yeah.
My roommate's been doing it for 4 years at Pilot Flying J, and I don't see how people can do that.
Yeah, it's insane. It really is. I did it for a little over a year working for the Land of Red and Khaki. And but at the end of it, I was falling asleep standing up. I couldn't hack it anymore. So my boss pulled me aside and she was like, oh, well, you know, Robert, go to Days. Otherwise, they're going to fire you. So quick decision, you know. But yeah, working overnights is not easy, even in the slightest.
Well, there was so much fun to work overnights at Kinko's.
Oh, God.
And then I got a job at First Mark Services doing servicing student loans. So that was so much better.
Oh, so you're the bastard that keeps fucking with my numbers.
No, because I'm because I did private loans and we didn't have any in Texas.
Thank God.
Okay. So, you know, I put this next topic up because the simple fact that I fell in love with a little song.
Hold on. We jumped over a whole bunch
there,
of
buddy.
Stuff.
What?
We have a format here and you've totally violated it.
Where did I go?
What the fuck? All the way down to topics.
I'm like, Christ. Oh, God. Sorry. So, Jeff, tell us what's coming up on COL Movies.
Well, one thing is, wouldn't you guys like to know how my week went?
Oh, fine.
That's okay.
Anyways.
Jeff.
So, you know that guy from Wadia that censored the last episode of COL Movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steven blew him up. Okay. You can listen to that at the beginning of the last episode of COL Movies. Or last reel. It's a reel. This week, the boys kick off their annual tributes to Pride Month with a look back at Del Shore's play brought to the big screen in Sordid Lives. From there, they head to the theaters to see if Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones still have it in the third installment of the Men in Black franchise. In trailer land, you know it's a Steve-based show when you're forced to see another trailer about a based-on-true-events paranormal flick. This time, it's The Apparition. All this news about the Justice League film, all you need to know about the alien universe before you see Prometheus, as well as a Foo Fighter gets a big role, and we're not talking about Dave Grohl. It's the 183 reel of COL Movies. What trash even feels sorry for me?
Wow.
I do have to say the whole sketch that we put in front of this this reel of COL Movies is
took a little creativity.
I'm very happy with it.
Well, good.
So I recommend if anything, download the entire episode so have that it counts as a number, and then listen to the first part at least, just the first minute or so.
Oh boy.
So Ben,
what's going on with Hank Saints?
Coming up this Wednesday on a new, yeah, that thing that I do, yeah. Coming up this Wednesday on a new edition of Heat Sinks, I do a complete 180 on what I think about the electric company in Lubbock. Big surprise there. I also talk about the fact that I have now hit two dogs and killed both of them because owners are irresponsible and don't know how to put their little mutts or their children on a leash. So you know if it's exactly so all of that plus I may this is a maybe I may be doing a Skype chat with Dane Bodinger, the creator of the Annoying Orange. Maybe that's still up in the air, so if it doesn't, well, we'll just find something else to talk about for 3.5 minutes. That's coming up this Wednesday on Heat Sinks. And be sure also this Friday, I think we're doing it this Saturday and Sunday, minus Robert. We will be doing the first COL Drinking Challenge, the Power Hour, live on Google Broadcast. So,
I thought Damon wasn't drinking.
No, Robert's not drinking. Robert's going to be the puss.
No, he can't afford the alcohol.
Yes.
Anybody can afford a fucking six-pack of PBR. Get some Lone Star. Get some Old Milwaukee. Oh, no, Natty Light will work.
Is Lone Star's out there?
No.
I don't know, but you can get Natty Light.
Or a six-pack of Bud.
No. Now, hell, he can go buy him one of those bottles of like oak leaf wine, you know?
So be sure to... is that your guys' next episode, the drinking one?
Yeah, it's a two-parter. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, we're going to be doing it live on Google Plus Hangouts, the broadcast edition, which will go on YouTube. And then the next day, we're going to do the hangover edition of COL.
And we'll figure out how to somehow have a nice counter. I got a doorbell, by the way.
Oh, good.
That I'm going to put into a one-hour-long file.
Oh, jeez.
And it's going to repeat every minute. And that way, we won't be able to keep time.
And, Jared, ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen a shot glass that was USB capable?
That would be a first. That would be interesting.
Jeff owns one.
This shot glass I have, the shot glass itself is not USB capable. It just has a USB stick in here, which has the entire Power Hour album on it.
God.
Of course, that doesn't need that much space, but, you know.
I was thinking something like it changes color, like you plug it in. And
that would actually be cool.
There is something like that somewhere.
Now, the question is, what is going to be our alcohol of choice? Because everyone's going to drink something different. I think Damon said he's going to probably wind up doing wine. Big surprise, Mr. Fufu. What are you going to do, Jeff? Beer?
I'm going to definitely have beer. I haven't decided what type of beer that I want. But we should probably stick to a beer or malt liquor type beverage, not do like...
Well, not do like hard liquor. I'm probably actually going to do a nice bottle of blackberry wine.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be frou-frou and have wine, and I'm going to be the one who's going to be all manly.
Well, the reason why, because I've never been able to do beer in the form of a shot. It just doesn't do anything for me. So
you're the one that sips, kind of swish it around the mouth, that kind of have that nice taste of it. What I really would like for my beer is actually to have like a keg or you know, a bottled beer from my cousin who's actually owns a beer manufacturer, a craft.
A brewery?
Not really a brewery because they're not that big.
Well, even if it's a microbrew.
He's just doing it all inside his home.
So he's a homebrewer.
You know, the only way I think you could probably do shots of beer would be get like that Heineken like mini keg. Little tiny one.
Isn't that like a 6-pack or is that a 12-pack?
I think it's the equivalent of like a – actually, I want to say it's equivalent of a 24-pack.
Dude, you just get a 6-pack of bottles. Well, actually, you probably even do a 6-pack of cans because we're doing, you know, if you essentially think 1 ounce every minute for an hour, that's 60 ounces. There's 12 ounces in a bottle.
Five cans of beer is all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think I'd still rather, you know what, I even maybe thought about buying a box of Franja and just doing it with that because it's got that convenient little pour spout on it.
See, you're just being lazy.
Just tip it.
Hey, somebody has to control the Google Plus, and I'm going to have to teach Robert, since he's the non-drinker, I'll have to teach him how to run the setup on it. So,
anyway. So,
dude,
moving
you
on.
You start it up at the beginning before you even drunk anything, and then you're fine.
You hope.
I mean,
you
saw how I did it.
Yeah, while you were three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, Jared, you missed out on that one. Jeff did a demonstration of the power hour for us, and he didn't even make it.
It was a private chat.
The shot glass was on the big side, though. So.
you posted pictures of the Leinenkugels in there?
Yeah, Lenny's. Lenny's was my beer choice at the time. Yeah, I was going through those bottles really quick, so I know that was just I was drinking too much of a shot, so the shot was too large.
It was an experience.
It was the Honey Wise that you were drinking, right?
The Honey Vice, yes.
Yeah,
remember that W is pronounced like a V.
Okay.
Well woohoo, Mr. Fufu.
I had a roommate that I lived with, and she showed me this trick, and she bought a bottle of Honey Vice and a bottle of the Berry Wise, and you mix them together, and it works pretty well. But then she had called it a Honey Bear.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was my beer drink of choice for a while. Just
a half and half Berry Vice and Honey Vice.
Yep.
You see, I mean, I would also need to find Honey Vice is actually not too bad to find down here, but the Berry Vice, that's hard to find. We don't get much of the lineys down here. It's Honey Vice and the Sunset Wheat, and Sunset Wheat is so much like the.
You can find the berry at World Market.
I don't think we have World Market down here.
Well, then drive to Dallas.
That's 3 hours away. You think I'm going to drive to Dallas just to get some beer?
Go find you a truck while you're there.
I'm sure somebody in Dallas will accommodate you.
I'm sure many people in Dallas will accommodate him.
I've got people in Dallas who would be able to accommodate.
Hey, by the way, Robert, we forgot. Jeff can go stay with Aubrey.
Aubrey.
There you go.
Oh, yes. You know, I've never seen what Aubrey looks like.
You know what? I'll have to find a picture. I've got one here somewhere. So
anyway,
that's a completely off tangent.
Yeah. So
we've worked through the voicemail, and we've done COL movies, and he thinks I just want to make sure I'm not skipping anybody.
Yes, thank God.
Anyway. Okay, now.
So I put this topic up because I don't listen to radio. And because of the simple fact that it's almost impossible to get a radio signal in my house unless the station is within 20 miles, actually. But,
feet. House.
This radio is crap. So
yeah. So
thank God for Pandora.
And I don't stream because of the simple fact that my connection's just slow enough to where it doesn't really I get a lot of loading and that kind of stuff. So I'm just like, you know what? I will look at YouTube videos, and I do that. I look at music that way. But I finally sat down and listened to Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
That was on my suggestion, was it not?
I believe so. And fell in because I watched the parody of it that you sent me. And I fell in love. And then I started to hate the song. Because
I love the end of the video, though.
It got into my ear and just would not go away. Would not go away. I could not for like 2 days. So I was like going, okay, I need to talk to the guys about this. What's kind of stuck in your ear right now? What have you been hearing a lot of that one that pretty much makes you just want to bore a drill through your brain sideways and get it out by any means necessary?
Mine would have to be a four-year-old, and I'm sending you all the link to it now, a four-year-old semi-electro techno wanna kind of be hit by Grosvenor called Drive Your Car. I actually heard this on a road trip to Houston last year to go see Erasure, And this goddamn song has been in my head ever since. I love it. And by the way, Grosvenor is one part of a Hot Chip. So for those of y'all who know who Hot Chip is, you'll know who he is. This one's just been, oh my God. It's like what was it, Star Trek II that Chekhov had like the little worm thing in his brain? That's kind of how the song is with me. It's just like still in there. I'm afraid it's like permanently attached now, so. But I will say this about the Carly Rae Jepsen video. Yes, that song gets in your head, but the video makes up for it. So, okay. As everybody gets super quiet.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the video. And it was pretty good up until the point where she started singing. Then I lost it there.
Yeah, but that's when you watch the last like minute of the video, and then it really starts making sense.
Okay.
This makes sense. Anyways, that's didn't you mention something about this in Heat Sinks one time?
About what?
About the Drive Your Car video.
Yeah, I've mentioned it in there before, but it's one of those songs that has been – that was featured it in a couple of episodes. That's actually been background music because I actually have permission to use it, if you can believe that.
Nice.
Yeah, which actually has really pissed off the good people at Universal. You know what? They hate that. When they sit there and they – because I've had that happen a couple times where I've used stuff because I always try to get permission.
Right.
And Universal sat there and blocked me from using Grosvenor's Drive Your Car after I'd already received written authorization to use it. I shot a copy of it off of YouTube. YouTube released it. UMG tried to block it yet again. And I fired – and sent me a cease and desist letter. I sent him a copy of that other letter and said, bite my ass. Want to sue me? Go for it. I'll see you in a Texas court. Needless to say, they dropped their claim pretty quick.
God.
Nice.
Yeah, YouTube has become such a bunch of pansy-ass pussies when it comes to the whole copyright issue. They don't understand what fair use means.
Right.
I don't make any money off Heat Sinks.
Yeah. Okay. So what about Jeff and Jared? What's sticking in you guys' ears?
Besides that dried cum from last week.
God.
I started listening to a couple weeks ago. Somebody had posted a video about the dueling cellos or two cellos.
Oh yeah, that was Damon. I think he brought that up.
Yeah, and I started listening to that, and I actually kind of liked it. And I found out they have their own Pandora channel, so I started listening to that. So that's been kind of like my recent Pandora channel that I've been listening to. So it's kind of, I don't know, I guess it's kind of different. Not really hard to, it's kind of hard to rock out to, but it's different than what I have been listening to. So that's been what I've been listening to.
Yeah, I've had very, very, very different experiences with songs getting stuck in my ear. For one thing, I don't for too long, fortunately. I'll have like, while I'm at work all day, I'll have like some stupid little thing stuck in my head, and usually it's something like I was singing in the morning. I was going, good morning, good morning. Oh. It's great to stay up late. Oh, good morning. Or one of my coworkers' name is Jamaica, so I'll end up getting Aruba. Jamaica. Bahama. So I just get these stupid things, and they don't stay in there. I'll probably get into my car, listen to a podcast and whatever. But one thing that has been kind of sort of popping up several times lately, just because of what I've been watching, is I'm getting the theme songs for the Sentai shows I've been watching stuck in my head. So green ground, pink storm, blue splash, yellow thunder, red for wire.
Speaking of which, I'm going to ask Jeff real quick. Maybe Jeff knows. When should we expect another season of High School of the Dead?
I don't know. Okay. I've never even heard of that.
Okay, well, it's worth trying to ask. So.
Not a Super Sentai series, so I don't know.
Okay. And Robert...
And last night, I actually bought two albums off of iTunes, Super Sentai theme songs collections, volume 6 and 7, which have some of the ones. One of my favorite ones actually is the Decaranger theme. Also, in the show itself, their super mode is basically SWAT mode. The theme about the SWAT thing, SWAT on Deck a Ranger, is awesome. So, in addition, I've also, of course, had the latest album from Garbage stuck in my head several times. So I'd be having on repeat. I'll have I Hate Love and Blood for Poppies, which are my two favorite songs off there, and a little bit of Systematic Habit too.
You know one that actually got jumped. You know, cause it's funny when you talk about some older stuff sometimes. You know what jumped into my head yesterday at Walmart of all places, and I'm still kind of hearing it. What? The Pointer Sisters, Automatic. Well, and also because it's on the GTA Vice City soundtrack, and I actually sat and played that the other day for the first time in years.
It's really dangerous is the fact that I want to listen to these songs now, so I've got iTunes up, and I've been just kind of pausing.
Well, yeah, not just that, but also whenever you sit there and hit buy, 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 next thing you know, you're trying to figure out on your credit card 2 months later, how did I spend $114 on iTunes? When you could have just stole the music for free somewhere else.
Still,
I thought that was going to be a Backstreet Boy reference right there.
Hey, watch. Actually, I'm the guy that made the NSYNC reference this week.
Yeah.
I have NSYNC on here too.
Oh God.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, because I was sitting there looking over some notes, I found an old journal of mine, and I actually got a big kick out of it because it has been 13. It's been 13 years ago since the whole I Want You Back tour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I went to that at Texas Stadium with the ex, and we were like two of the oldest people there. It was pervert. But I also had the backstage passes, meet and greets. And then whenever they did the No Strings Attached tour, I actually got hired by Transcon Records to do advance work, so which was actually pretty cool back then. And, of course, even back then, I'm sitting there saying, oh, yeah, Lance is gay, but I really wish Joey was. It must have happened.
Yeah. You know what? It's,
and by the way, I have to say really quickly, I've got to comment that Christopher Gurdy and me and Robbie Bobbitt there got the lyrics white. And then here comes Fader Fiction, who just totally fucked up. It's like, thank you for fucking it up.
Yeah.
If you did know the lyrics to the song, shut up.
Well, I saw them and I was just like, oh, well, maybe he posted at the same time. No, he posted 10 minutes later.
It's like, yeah, I know. It's like, dude.
But no, interesting thing about Lance Bass was I'm a huge fan of Kathy Griffin. Griffin. Anyway.
No relation to Peter and Curry.
I love her. And I watched My Life on the D-List faithfully. And one day I was watching and they panned around a bunch of guys that were at her place, and Lance Bass was one of them. And I'm going, what is Lance Bass doing at Kathy Griffin's place? Cause she doesn't like straight men.
Well, duh.
Yeah. She has her boyfriend now. She loves her boyfriend who's 29. She was married at the time. Anyway, but I'm like, Kathy Griffin doesn't like straight men. What the hell is a straight man doing at her house? And I'm going, oh.
Yeah, straight to bed.
Yeah, that was before Lance started dating Lemkin Recule.
Oh, God.
Yeah, talk about a body with no brains. Zombie. Anyway, but... and I was just going, oh, he's gay. And I told a bunch of people, and they're like, no, he's not gay. And I'm like, nope, trust me, he's gay. And within 6 months, he's like on the cover of People magazine going, yep, I'm gay. And I was like, see?
Whereas half of us in the world we were kind of going, and?
Yeah. Now, if Joey Fatone could have come out, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He's really starting to show his age.
Yeah, he is. I think he's the oldest. Or no, it's
no. Chris Kirkpatrick was the oldest. He has kept his looks,
which is strange. He still looks like he's in his late 20s.
He's one of those. He's 39.
Yeah,
he will continue to age well. He's one of those. He's like my best friend Dan. He's my friend Dan. He's 42, but he still consistently can pass for 28, 29.
Yeah.
Some people are very, very fortunate like that. And then there are certain people who shall remain nameless who look really, really bad, and they're younger than me.
Ooh.
Nobody on the panel.
I didn't think so.
Somebody I'm looking at on a Google Plus right now that we all know.
Oh God.
I'll just message it and do not say this name out loud. Oh. He does. He looks horrible for his age.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you know. Anyways, back to songs that drive us nuts.
Well, no.
We know what song drives Damon up the wall.
La 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 la.
Oh.
La, la.
See, you know what they need to do, though? I hope they have like a musical headstone for him.
Walk up to it, press a button, and it just blares. We are sick fucks.
It's connected to connected to YouTube. You press the button, it automatically refreshes whatever the page.
Either that or it plays the 10-hour version.
Oh,
you know that, Jared? There's actually a 10. There's a 10-hour version of Trololo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you like that for parties, bar mitzvahs, and weddings?
There, oh God,
the 70s Trololo party.
You know what, though?
You know, you paint your house up, and everybody dresses up as if it was the 70s, and was it 70s or 60s?
When
the
70s.
70s, yeah.
You know, I think that would be the ultimate, like, misdemeanor punishment for people who get, like, traffic tickets and shit, or texting or talking on the drive. Make them sit in a very, very quiet room and listen to all 10 hours of Trololo at full volume. I think that ought to also be
Oh, my God.
That should be a condition of all probation and parole.
Or maybe 10 hours of the Nyan Cat. That might be
both. Nyan Cat. Nyan Cat.
You are sentenced to listen to a total of 100 hours of both, but they're rotated. there's actually a 24-hour. I'm sorry. There's currently a 100-hour version of the Nyan Cat. So
yes.
And by the way, for those of y'all who didn't see my link a couple weeks ago, Elders React to Nyan Cat was quite funny. The people that brought you Kids React and what they thought of Nyan Cat.
So. Yeah. Oh, God. No, I was on Reddit and somebody had posted a screen cap of a YouTube comment. And at the end of one of the 10-hour videos, I think it was from Family Guy. I think it was Peter laughing or something like that.
Oh, no.
And somebody
I already have a bad feeling.
Somebody had said, you know, watching it for those 10 hours was really worth it for the 20 minutes of porn at the very end. Very next comment underneath it. I hate you. You made me watch it all 20 hours, all 10 hours. It's like, oh, my God, that's trolling on an epic, epic level. I will never be that good. I will never be. I am in all of a master. I was just like, oh God, please, no. Why would anybody watch those things for longer than a couple of seconds, let alone for 10 hours?
Also, there's on those videos, you can skip ahead. It might take a moment to load, but.
Right, but yeah, I know. But
somebody says there's 20 minutes. You don't have to watch the rest of it.
Oh, and by the way, I've just got a fabulous Cubs Out Loud news update. Sienna D. Enema, otherwise known as Jizz and the voice behind the Golden Shower Girls, will be releasing a new episode of Jizz in the next week, along with a brand new episode of the Golden Shower Girls.
Oh, yay!
So for those of you who have you ever seen Jizz, Jared?
I think I watched the one that you posted on there a couple of weeks ago. that was pretty interesting.
The Golden Shower Girls versus Mario Lopez is just I
hilarious. Yeah. So have we killed this topic?
Yeah,
we just absolutely destroyed it.
Yeah,
it was kind of a slow one this week. So
yeah.
Oh well.
Well, the next one was Damon's. He wanted to make sure that we felt his love, even though he wasn't going to be with us today. Have fun at your family reunion.
I thought it was a funeral.
No, it's
it's a funeral for Trololo. I guess that would be a family reunion.
Yeah, God. Anyway, but he wanted to contribute something for this week. And his thing for this week is, you know, we've talked about this a couple times before, but is it, you know, can a guy be too hairy for you?
Yes. If he's got it coming out of his ears and his nose, that's, whoa, that's overkill.
I know I shared a picture with the guys earlier of a gentleman who, yeah, you're going to wind up with hairballs if you go down on him. He's just so furry. It was, it's insane. And it's all real. So
let's take a cigarette lighter to him and find out.
Oh God, no. Anyway, so my my thing is, it's front side's okay, arms, legs is okay, back
within reason.
Yeah. So, you know, this is also tied into our poll of the week. Jeff, would you like to let us know?
Yeah, this week's poll of the week. How furry do you like your men? The options for this are hairy, barely hairy, Sasquatch, cousin it, and Twink, basically no hair. We also have another category. Also, first time ever, multiple options. You can actually choose whatever options you prefer. Do you prefer them hairy from anywhere from barely hairy to Sasquatch? Well, you got three options right there.
And right now we have we have one vote for hairy and one vote for cousin it.
Oh, I think this might be one of those range things.
That's kind of scary. You know what? No, I don't mind hair. I mean, because I can go from smooth as a twink all the way up to super hairy. But I think there is an overkill point, because it seems like the guys I do know that have a little, I would say, an excessive amount, you run into all kinds of issues there. Especially if they're really bushy down below. It's like, I'm sorry, if you pull down your shit and you pull it out and I can smell you.
Oh.
And that's the problem. I don't care. I mean, I've known guys that could go take a shower and 10 minutes after they got out of the shower, they already start reeking.
Right.
In the neither regions. And I'm sorry, you know, I love eating ass, but I don't want to, I don't want your hole covered in hair. That's kind of... Yeah, that's that. I don't need your pubes flossing my teeth.
Oh.
I mean, I've got some tight spaces in my teeth, but I don't need to floss them quite that thin.
Oh, dude, no.
What about you, Jared? What do you think?
I guess maybe it depends on like regions, you know, where like I think
as in the south, the north, the east, or the neithers.
Right. Yeah. Like I guess I prescribed to the whole thing of being trim down below, but pretty much natural most everywhere else.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know, the only time a guy should have a bush, in my opinion, is if he's a ginger. If he's a ginger, I'll overlook any smells. I'll overlook a lot of things if you're a ginger, and if you happen to be a ginger and uncut, I am your bitch for life.
Oh, God.
He'll actually bend over and you can discuss.
Yeah, just slide on in and have at it.
Also, there was a guy on Bruiser who posted a picture of his hairy ass, which is quite furry.
Who?
Maybe I missed that. Mike Hickbear?
Yeah, that one was kind of... No offense to Mike. I like Mike. He's a nice guy. But there's just, to me, the whole salt and pepper pubes just, it, I guess because I'm getting older, I don't want to be reminded that someday I'll probably have that issue too. For the love of God, I'm only 36.
But I don't know. Looks good to me. Looks very tasty.
I'm guessing with Jared too, but the thing is that I don't want a guy who trims. I'm sorry. It just, to me, it just seems kind of ridiculous. We're men. You know, I can understand, you know, a stray hair, taking it out. You know, sometimes I get like these weird ones in my nipple, and those are kind of weird. But outside of that, shut up, Ben.
Okay, sorry, I'm just
that boy ain't right.
Keep forgetting about those.
But no, the thing is that, you know, I just maybe it's because my hair is really light and you don't see a lot of it. It just I've just never been a fan of manscaping.
OK, so you'd rather go down on some poor guy that's got so much hair that you first of all are lucky to find his dick to smell so horrid.
Now, see,
you're ready to gag. You know what guys smell is so bad when you actually start to gag.
Now, see, I've been with guys who have been really hairy who don't smell, and that's one is not mutually exclusive. So I can be with a guy who's really hairy. I've been with guys who are really hairy and not had a problem. Now, the thing is, if he smells, we're going to jump that shit in the shower and we're going to wash it down and make it clean and pretty.
But see, like I said, I've been with guys like that you sit there, stick in the shower 10 minutes after they get out.
And, you know, that's OK. But the thing is that so long.
The vapors, Blanche, the vapors.
then it's themselves. It's not their skin. It's something that they're not doing. Now, this is completely on a separate tangent. My brother has the same problem. He can get out of the shower and within 10 minutes, his hair looks like he hasn't taken a shower in a week. And that's just because his head overproduces oil and it just coats his hair within an hour.
Well, I found the solution to the energy crisis.
Anyway, but the thing is that to me, a hairy guy is not a problem. If he smells, we can fix that. But if he's hairy, as long as his back isn't that bad, I'm okay with it.
Well, see, and the reason I say it because I have had that unfortunate experience more than once of going downtown, and the guy just absolutely reeks. And I know this is a little early, but I have a guy on here. I thought this was hilarious. He's on Craigslist. We'll be doing regular Craigslist ads here in a little bit. But he mentions that he's a bigger guy, 250, 5'7", Hispanic, hairy. I keep myself clean and odor-free. Do you really want to put that in an ad? Sure. I keep myself clean and odor-free. Like, what have you been doing, using Massengill? Oh. A nice Airwick air freshener, maybe.
He's got one of those things
tied to Febreze. He uses Febreze. You know, that's bad, too, if you've got that much fur that you have to use Febreze.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and there went the motorcycle down the road.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably just used regular soap and water, maybe nice body wash.
I have never honestly seen an ad where a guy had to blatantly tell you, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm clean. I'm clean, odor-free.
Does he really? Or did he just offer up some more information? You get one person that doesn't have that information, then you have another where he says that. It's like, you know what? Yeah, I don't like smelling nasty stuff.
Well,
down here.
If I'm gonna,
and I mean, he's going to be clean and odor-free, so but I'm more likely to actually play with him.
But the catch is, though, anytime I have a trick come over, first of all, I will always tell them, hey, jump in the shower, you know, before you come over, or – and usually they don't have a problem with that. And I do the same because it's like, I'm sorry, if I'm fixing to just trick, I want to be clean. That should come without even having to say anything. I'm clean and odor-free. It's like going – if it wasn't for this, I would be dank and smell like a sewer.
What were his stats again, though?
5'7", 250.
That's Mexican why. Because he's short weight. And fat. He's short and fat.
Well, I mean, but you know, there's a fine line because I have known guys that were built like a Berkshire house, hairy as hell, and still smelled.
Right.
And I've also known guys who are extremely overweight who smelled.
Right.
Especially with the chub community, that is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Because I've been with some guys that were very large, and, you know, let's face facts. When you get to be a certain size, it's very hard to keep yourself clean.
Oh, God, no kidding.
I mean, you know, you might as well just have a friend run you through the car wash and scrub you down with that big brush and that pressure washer, you know?
Tommy boy.
Exactly. No, because I actually knew a guy that I used to play with a long time ago in Dallas. I mean, he'd come over to my place, I'd go over to his place, whatever. And I would have to get in the shower with him and spend about 30 minutes with just bar soap and I mean, we'd take a full bar of soap and it'd be down to like a sliver by the time I got done.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Bad.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's nothing that ooks me out. There's nothing to me that's the biggest killer of a good time than odor. I don't want to smell funk. I don't want to smell shit, and I definitely don't want to smell 3-day-old stale piss.
Perfect. Yeah, the piss one gets me.
So back on topic.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah, but hair has to do with smells too. So.
No, they're two separate things.
Yeah, I don't think I ever equated the two together.
Because I've had people who were...
Hey, Jeff, your mic.
I know.
Every time we get about...
I will be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. So we shall talk amongst ourselves until then.
But,
no,
you know.
I mean, I've always equated it, but I guess that's because, you know, years and years ago, and we've talked about this in weeks past, I used to go out and go cruising.
Right.
You know, and I'm sorry, when was the last time, you know, you went cruising and some strange guy showed up and, you know, I mean, you're not freshly out of the shower. You've probably been out cruising an hour, hour and a half. You take what you get. And, I mean, I remember fucking around with this guy who was a ginger, who had a bush, but, you know, the odor just, God, it just... It killed the mood so fast, and what's sad is even in the future I couldn't have sex with him.
Yeah,
I just couldn't because that smell kind of lingered. It's even worse when you do go down on somebody that smells just a little bit, because then you get that smell, that taste in your mouth, and it's just, yeah, like, argh.
Well, see, that's the reason why I have a thing about smoking is because the simple fact that you can taste it on the body, you can taste it in, I'm not joking, I can taste it in the cum. Because the simple fact that it's just it's that acrid kind of thing. And
so, guys, remember, if you should have sex with Robert and you do smoke menthol.
Or how about not smoking at all and save yourself the hassle? But
now, Jared, are you a smoker?
No, I'm not a smoker. Yeah, I've smoked a few times in the past, but I think when you guys were talking about this with the smoking episode, like with the pipe smoke or the pipe tobacco, like that's a little bit different. And so I've smoked that a couple times, but I'm not a regular smoker myself. But I've heard that in the past from other people about you can taste it.
Uh-huh.
When you know, if you go down on somebody, like you can taste it if they are a smoker.
Especially if the guy's uncut. If he's uncut, you can really taste it. And it's not from head cheese.
Yeah. Which is horrifically gross.
Yeah. I never got into that.
I don't understand guys that are into that. That's a little.
But no, the thing is that with hair, it's probably because something in them is not, you know.
Right. I've
had that too. But I've had people when I was a vegetarian. I was a vegetarian years ago, and
we see how well that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be skinny. What happened? Did you eat somebody? Anyway,
yeah, no. he took the song. Have you seen the Muffin Man? Yeah, he saw him and ate him.
Yeah, but no, the thing is that you could taste a meat eater. It's different. You know, you can taste somebody who ate animal protein, and it tastes different than somebody who's a vegetarian.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm a cum slut. I don't care what the hell's.
Yeah, no, I really didn't care either. Because
just the shit coming out of your dick ain't like yellow. We're okay. Oh,
first.
And by the way, I actually had that happen one time at a group session years ago, back when I was a still big old whore. And this guy sat there, was getting ready to come in my mouth, and somebody quickly came up to me and whispered in my ear, "Do not let him come in your mouth."
Right.
I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I'm just like, "Okay." He sat there, shot on my chest. The shit was yellow. It was like fluorescent fucking yellow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, thank God I didn't touch that."
Well, I know the first guy I was ever with, his was, I think we've talked about this.
Adam. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi. He's back.
Sure. Continue talking.
But anyway, no, what the thing was is that the first guy I ever slept with, it was thick and yellow and smelled like ammonia and it was nasty. And even at 16, I knew that his shit shouldn't look like that. And he was 16 or 15.
He had been sleeping around.
Well, no, years later, I found out it was one of the things that it is that guys who don't jerk off enough.
Yeah. And
I was thinking, I'm like, what 15-year-old boy doesn't jerk off every 5 fucking minutes?
Thank you.
Apparently.
He yeah, but one
15,
of them.
Yeah, but at 15, I wasn't jerking off. I was actually having sex.
Well, that's because you were special.
Yeah, very special.
But the thing is oh God, and it tasted horrible.
So no!
You couldn't get the taste out of your mouth. But no, and that's also when I knew I was a cum slut. I swallowed it anyway.
Oh, holy fucking shitballs.
Oh, well, you know, occasionally I got to get a good one into Zinya. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I've got stories, but that's for another episode.
Thank God. Next episode of COL, Robert's stories.
No. I'm going to watch y'all drink and get stupid.
You thought Tales from the City was bad. Wait till you hear Tales from Robert.
God, I shock, awe. I amaze people at parties.
Anyway. Yeah, I can't wait to see what you do at a bar mitzvah.
It's just the tip. sorry. Oh, God, I'm going to hell for that one. Anyway.
I can't top that. Usually I think top anything. This one I can't top.
I was going to say, I think I heard that if you drink pineapple juice, it's supposed to make...
That actually, it can help, but any natural fruit juice. And when I say natural, I mean nothing with like artificial flavorings or corn syrup or anything like that.
Hey, corn syrup's fine for you in moderation.
In moderation. But
I'm not suggesting that you go buy a whole bottle of Karo and get a straw.
Oh. Anyway, but yeah, natural fruit juices actually can help so long as they're not too high in acid, like, you know. So, and
lots of aromatic herbs work real good too. A lot of mint.
Yeah,
mint works real good. However, I would highly recommend not eating asparagus immediately.
Oh God, no. Before a play date? No, no.
That is the most horrific smelling, especially if you're into piss play. It's like, oh.
Oh, and not only that, it makes it glow in the dark, too.
Yes, it does.
God. Oh, anyway, I think we've...
We totally segued out of that segment. First we're talking about hairy guys. Now we're talking about the content
piss play.
Flavor of piss play is asparagus. Yes, I'll take some asparagus with some of that lovely fluorescent green.
I know we have some people on Bruiser that are into piss play. I don't know if Alan is or not.
I don't think Alan is.
I think he's just strictly a fisting top. Yeah.
My cousin says Lining Kugel's Honey Vice is great for piss parties.
Oh, yeah. Heard that.
Well, there you go. So, Jared, come on down to Texas.
Bring some Lining Kugels and Berry Weiss.
All right, I'll bring some Berry Weiss from up here so that you guys have access to it.
And then we'll have a piss party.
we just need the Honey Weiss for that. So.
I'll stand on the side and just watch, okay? And then
that is until somebody just grabs you and drags you in.
We'll just throw you on the bed and molest you.
Yeah, that's
fine. Oh, wow.
And Robert being the sober one, he'll just watch.
No, I'm being sober for this, but no. Let's just move on.
So we were talking about the poll, so don't forget to vote in our poll for what you think for how furry do you want your man to be.
Hey, what happened with last week's poll, Jeff?
So last week, bareback? ? We had 8 for always, 6 for never, 9 for depends, and we're not talking about undergarments, and 6 were essentially depends.
Yikes.
Because here's what we got. We got for the 8 others. So I think we talked about some of these. We had only with hubby and lovers, only with the husband, went on a long-term relationship, with my monogamously paired partner, yes. Only a monogamous LTR after 2 rounds of mutual STD testing.
That's generally my route.
So far, and everything, and this is like only with my significant other, partner, husband.
How did you answer it, Jeff?
Last one. There's one more. It says, having sex, condom. Making love, bareback.
Okay.
Right.
Jared, how did you vote?
That last one was mine, actually.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, the one that you voted yesterday? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the depends side of things.
Yes, because adult diapers are sexy on you.
I know.
Yeah, nice segue.
That's called me going with the joke.
I was going to say, yeah, nice segue going from piss play into depends.
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a hobby.
What did somebody post on Bruiser not too long ago about, like, diapers and...
Oh, that's...
bananas?
Oh, Kenji. Oh. That's yeah. Kenji.
That yeah, was
Kenji horrible. Is a great guy, but he is a freak. because he wanted the true experience of having weight. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Just take a dump.
And he posted something a long time ago about something about frozen hot dogs up his ass too, and I was just like, what?
Kenji is really? Very adventurous when it comes to his ass.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Very adventurous. There's a couple of other guys on there that are quite adventurous with their asses.
Thank God I'm a big old tub.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good place.
Though I did freely admit last week. Robert, what did I freely admit last week?
I have no idea. I don't get you ought to remember. Very much.
And we did this off the show, which we need to record the off the show comments for a special episode, because that alone would be enough to.
Oh my God, so much more work.
No, I actually admitted something last week. Who did I say I would let fuck me senseless?
Oh, is it our special guest?
Yes, that would be our special guest. I will.
I think I heard that. That was on.
Yeah,
the
did
show.
I say something about that? Okay. Yeah. I'd let you fuck me senseless.
No, the question.
And I will not propose over breakfast.
He promises it'll at least be over lunch.
Give it a couple
times. I take that back. Actually, I will propose more sex. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, don't forget, Ben, your significant other is coming out soon.
And hey, December 10th is still a ways off.
Just keep that
in mind, Jared. You're only there for a couple months.
You can propose to me at dinner or at Fuddruckers. That's
God.
Oh, so in other words, you never want him to propose to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I just want to see how far we can push that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just keep making fun of Fuddruckers until we can bury that joke too.
But speaking of making fun of people.
Oh, yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Love on Craigslist, bringing the best of love and lust to you. And this week, we start off with our special guest host, Jared.
Did you find one?
I did. I found one here. This one's titled Older Firecracker, M for M, 50 years old.
Oh.
I already like where this one's going.
So, nice older firecracker needs younger pocket rocket to light his fuse.
Oh man, now I wish I had that file queued up.
Which one? The Price is Right horns again?
No, the fuse, because of, you know, how do you think we blew up that guy from Wadia then on
God. So, continue, Jared, please.
So, be sweet, femme, and young. Safe only.
Was there a picture of this guy?
No picture. Oh. This one's in Minneapolis.
He wants a young femme. Why not just find a woman? If you want a femme, just find a fucking woman.
Because unfortunately, along with having a femme, they also want to have a penis.
Buy a dildo.
Isn't that what she-males are for?
Well, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I think there's something about that, because I have a friend of mine who's into the trans, and like that's why I said, like, if somebody's gonna do that, like if they're looking for a woman, why wouldn't they just bypass the whole difficulties and do it? But they've got a
penis.
He does well for himself.
Oh, yeah. Herself.
Yeah.
Itself.
Go with the gender presented to you. Anyway, so Ben, how you doing?
Oh, I'm scared. Okay. Anyways, mine actually is coming out of Jersey City, New Jersey. The title is "You Pissed in My Parking Lot."
Oh, come on.
You were drunk and crying with a bunch of friends in my parking lot late night a few months ago. I was drunk and smoking a cigarette on my balcony. You noticed me and then proceeded to drop your pants and piss in my parking lot while looking at me and screaming about your coochie and asking if I wanted it. I asked you if you wanted some toilet paper or maybe some wine. Your friends laughed at me, but I decided it was a good idea to give you both wine and toilet paper. I then gave you a hug and your wasted-ass friends went off on your way. Your urine stain was in my parking lot until the ice melted last month. You are a keeper.
Oh, my God.
And they say gay guys are freaky. I don't think so. You straight people got this beat.
Oh, God. Until the ice melted? Holy crap.
It stays awfully cold in Jersey City.
Yeah, but still, good God.
And of tasty cakes and pissed parking lots.
Oh, God. Jeff, did you have one that you wanted to share this week?
Nope.
Okay.
Moving on. So kind of taking a cue from Alan, the ethical slut. Anyway, I found four. And I've decided to give them all awards this week. So taking a cue from him, I have the award for, it's just a touch too personal. This gentleman is looking for somebody to shave his nether regions. Need mail to Manscape Me, M for M 60.
Oh!
So I was just like,
speaking of hairy guys.
Yeah. It's a one-line ad. One line. Having difficulty manscaping clean in lower portion of my body, need careful friendly help. This is out of my backyard. This is out of the Inland Empire, or the Evil Empire, as we knew it when I was in high school. Then I have my award, the first award for looking for love in all the wrong places. Chubb looking for men. He's in Redlands. It's five paragraphs.
Is he odor free?
Doesn't say. But he is looking for under 35. He's 6'21". Doesn't say how big he is.
Guess I'm too old.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I'm too old too. He's in a choir. I'm thinking Damon.
Damon.
Yes.
hey, what's the name of that group Damon belongs to again?
Shit.
CMC Music Factory.
That's it.
The CMC Music Factory. Yeah, that one.
And keyboard.
Almost blew that joke. Anyway, and then the next one is looking for love in all the wrong places. Number two, I'm ready to love. Are you? M for M, 27 in Corona. Now, Corona is not a beer here in California. I mean, it is a beer.
The rhythm of the night.
It's sort of night. Like, take the trashiest white place.
I thought Corona was a singer.
No. Take the trashiest white place you know, whitest place you know, and make it trashier.
Jeff's apartment?
Yeah. Your ex next door neighbor is Ben.
Yeah, but they're not white.
Doesn't matter. Still trash. Anyway, seeking a man, I'm looking for that one. That one love of my life. I'm not into playing games. Not into stringing a guy along to finding out that you were not even going to be with them after all. I want real love. Yeah. I don't think he's going to find it on Craigslist. Just, you know, call it a hunch. And then my last award goes to some people have blinders on. Crying girl on the 215 North in San Bernardino. Man for woman, 32. You were driving a champagne-colored car that looked like a Corolla. Saw you crying and thought you were way too pretty to be shedding tears down the freeway. Wish I could have comforted you.
This is the rhythm of the night. The night.
Oh, that's my ender. It's like you saw her on the freeway crying and thought, wow, she's really pretty. I'd like to see if I can fuck her eventually.
Why not?
Or have her pee in my parking space, man.
Yeah, no shit. And give her wine.
So, so that's our loves on Craigslist for this week, folks. If you've got a Craigslist ad that you just have to share,
read it to us.
Read it to us on
voicemail
on COL Talk. Just give us your dramatic interpretation. Let us know.
What's that phone number, Jeff?
361 COL Talk. That's 361-265-8255.
And how do I get my discount with Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania?
That would be.
I really don't have any idea. All I know is their number is 363-265-8255.
So if you want a discount on your cable bill, call Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania and tell them Cubs Out Loud sent you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, really.
Oh, good God, Ben. What the hell?
Yeah, that was wrong.
Like, yeah, for my demented pitch of the week.
God.
The I was distracted because I'm bored for watching the show, so I'm looking at stuff on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I don't look at Tumblr while
I'm sorry. Tumblr for the dicks, not the vagina.
Yeah, but when was the last time you saw a woman get fucked by a cactus?
I've never seen a woman.
Well, exactly. Now you can say you have.
Dear God, I want to burn my eyes out because I did.
You can officially sit there and say, thank you, God, I can now die. I've seen it all.
Right.
It's like that episode of Ben.
So, fix!
That boy ain't right.
No, he's not.
What are you picking this week?
Not enough hand sanitizer to wash my eyes out to unsee that.
Just drink it instead.
Just gonna tip the bottle. Just tip the bottle. It'll be easier.
Well, my pick this week was actually one that has gone totally viral, and it's kind of freaky, but it was Mr. Rogers auto-tuned, and it's funny who auto-tuned him. PBS.
Yeah. Well, no, the guy did a bunch of videos using PBS properties, auto-tuning them, and they asked him to do it.
Yeah, which I think is absolutely terrific.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this was actually a really good auto-tune.
Oh, it's not
what I call the Gregory Brothers, aka Schmo Yoho quality, but
no.
It's still pretty damn good. But yeah, it went insanely viral this week. So.
Oh, no kidding. PBS posted it on their homepage, and it just went.
And they've mentioned it. CNN has talked about it. ABC News has talked about it. NBC News has talked about it. And it's just amazing. The man's been dead for, what, 3-4 years now? And
yeah.
He's still inspiring.
But I think it's because the song is just so everybody knows who Fred Rogers is. I mean, if you're a kid who grew up in the, well, since the, what, 60s? And you had access to PBS, you knew who Mr. Rogers was.
There's effectively growing up two people that you knew who they were, or you knew of them. One of them was Fred Rogers, the other was Charles Schulz. And there you
go. You know, you could even argue for Mr. Wizard, but Mr. Wizard died in the early 90s.
I would go Bill Nye the Science Guy. Yeah. Or maybe,
well, that's
or maybe
a little bit older. But the thing is that – and it's such a charming song. That's the thing. Most autotune done by regular people is crap.
Do not knock the Leprechaun song. The Gregory Brothers did. That was quite funny.
But the thing – I said most – auto-tune done by regular people is crap.
Yes.
But the thing is that this was – it's just charming, and it hits a place in most people who may have watched Mr. Rogers in just the right place. That's the reason why it went viral. It just – it hits you in just the right place, and it's a really cool video, Ben. Great pick.
Yes, it is. Jeffrey.
Oh,
them. So what we're talking about next week on COL movies.
We're not there yet.
Movies, I should say. No.
Oh, yeah,
there's
yours.
A reason for this, okay? This is a story of where this pick came from.
Okay.
So we were we're going to be taking a look at Small Town Gay Bar, which is a documentary by Malcolm Ingram, a friendly bear of or bear friend of Kevin Smith, but not in that way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So in addition, so after he did Small Town Gay Bar, he ended up doing a bear-centric documentary called Bear Nation. I saw it two South by Southwest ago here in Austin, and I thought it was fantastic. And I strongly recommend it. And now, finally, after, 2 years, it's on Netflix streaming. They don't have the DVDs yet, but it's at least streaming on Netflix.
That's so bad when you just wait recommend. For the day that Netflix starts streaming something.
Yeah, I didn't care how it ended up coming out. I mean, I was even waiting just at least for the DVD.
Yeah.
But the DVD hasn't even come out yet. Right now, the only place to get it is on Netflix streaming. So I want to recommend it, and it's fantastic. I got a direct link on the website for folks. And Jared, I hear your mom watched this when it was on Logo a while ago. What did she say?
Yeah, she watched it. Like, she was, I don't know, I guess she was kind of going through her time. She was trying to educate herself about a lot of things. And yeah, my sister's a lesbian also, so she's kind of, and yeah, so she called me up afterwards, and she was telling me, you know, oh, I watched the show, and she was, you know, trying to explain it to me, and I ended up going over and watching it with her, and I was like, yeah, you know, because I told her that I was gay, but I guess, you know, I never really went into detail on it, and so I think, you know, she had a lot of ideas and things in her head about, you know, what stereotypical gay culture is, and so this was kind of, I guess, a good talking point for her and I.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And it's very, tell me if you agree with me, it's very family friendly. Like, not necessarily like 10-year-olds go watch this, but like, you would definitely recommend that this would be something that you would, you know, watch with your family.
When I grow up, I want to be a bear.
You know, if you're a girl, you could be Femme Bear of the Now, but that's
or Miss Tammy.
Or Miss Tammy. She is a Femme Bear of the Now.
She's a Goldilocks.
I've never heard that term before, Femme Bear of the Now.
Yeah. If you put it into Google, you will come up with some of these strangest shit.
But don't you dare ever say that to her, because she refers to herself as a Goldilocks.
Yeah. I saw a picture of a woman who she had some very unusual eye makeup, who referred to herself as a Femme Bear of the Now. And I was like, no, you're just crazy.
It can't just be FEM space bear of space of space the space NOW now. Is that spelled something differently or something? Because looking at what I searched on Google for, I don't see anything even close.
Maybe I saw it on Tumblr.
Definition.
Yeah, there's a dead Tumblr that there's Femme Bear of the Now, FEMME Bear of the Now, and it's apparently closed.
Oh, I think I did see it on Tumblr.
Maybe I spelled it or something.
But
I don't.
Anyway, Jesus, Ben.
I mean, hey, gummy skulls and brains, okay, for the zombie lover and us all.
God. Anyway, so my pick.
A very good one.
I picked an artist.
Imagine that.
anyway. No, well, I mean, he's one of the, I started, when I first started reading online comics, I ran across Least I Could Do, and I love the guy who writes it. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But the guy who draws it, he's this really great artist named Lar D'Souza. He's Canadian. I believe he's based in Vancouver or Toronto. And anyway, he's an amazing artist. He's done all kinds of stuff.
He's also an art director for a couple of different web comics, called Looking for Group, which is about role playing games and the groups that go along with them. And one called I can't remember the other one's called. It's about the comic book industry. Anyway, and he's a really amazing artist. I follow him on Twitter. He's fond of fezzes. He also did a series here not too long ago called them the Doctor Bunnies, and it's all the doctors from Doctor Who as bunnies.
Huh.
So I'll see if I can find that. I know I have it up on Imgur. I'll find the link and we'll post it in the show notes to that album. But he's a really great artist. His name is Lar D'Souza. He's out of Canada. His websites are all going to be in the show notes, including his Shopify place where he sells his prints. He does some really great artwork. So,
hey, Robert, how much of a kickback are you getting?
I'm not. Oh. I do this all for free because I love art. Not a guy named Art. Like,
Well, anything's possible these days.
True.
Fun.
Jared, did you have any picks?
Yeah, did you have something you want to add?
No, I guess
you
I
know
don't.
You know you do.
You can piggyback on Beer Nation with me, and that's fine.
Well, I did go to a website this week. It was called christwire.org.
Oh no.
And like it's kind of like The Onion, but for a lot of like crazy right wing stories. And so you can find some good troll material there, I guess. But it's pretty funny.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, Christwire is awesome.
It's the Colbert of internet.
Yeah.
News websites.
Yeah. What I love is Joe, my God, blogger out of New York. Christwire goes after him repeatedly, and they just love him. And what he loves is his traffic always goes up, and he can always tell when the Christwire has done a story on him because he gets all these fundies coming over to his website and just saying the most incredibly awful things in comments. So, you know, because there's a certain subset of Christian people who don't understand satire. They don't understand Colbert. They don't understand Stephen Colbert. They don't understand Christwire. They don't understand The Onion. They think it's all real. And they don't understand.
But also point out The Onion is not as good as it used to be.
No, it's not. But, you can only
do so much, and then it just...
But anyway, and you can just... You can tell. You can tell when these people have gone to Christwire and saw something about Joe, and they linking back to his blog, and you know the views go through. So anyway,
I'm looking at it now. I forgot how much I love
it. Oh yeah, it's amazing. I love that. Another good pick. Thank you, Jared.
Yep, no problem.
Excellent. So we know that Ben is getting bored because he just keeps linking us pictures from Tumblr.
Yes. But the last
so that means one that we need to end the show.
Yeah, but you got to admit, the last one I just sent you was pretty damn funny, especially if you read it with the quote I added.
Didn't seem very funny to me. Sorry. I understand what you're talking about.
Aww.
Anyways, moving on.
Oh,
quickly here, how furry do you like your men? We have 4 votes now, 2 for Harry, 1 for Sasquatch, and 1 for Cousin It. So please pop over to comesoutloud.com and vote.
And please, 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 please be watching on everywhere you see us at. We will have details about the live Google+ Hangout/broadcast that we'll be doing Saturday afternoon, evening, night, middle of the morning, whatever.
It'll be somewhere. So it'll be wherever you are. Will be
also, but we will also have it available on the Cubs Out Loud YouTube channel and on my YouTube channel, so you'll be able to watch it in multiple places. And be sure to stay tuned the next morning for the Hangover edition of COL.
It'll be epic.
Anyways. So please pop over to comesoutloud.com, leave a comment on the blog, vote in the poll. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail about anything. What did you think of the topic? Do you have anything you really want to say about that? We would like to get your voicemail, just like we got from lovely Jared here. And you can also follow us on Twitter.
It's not as intimidating as I was expecting it to be. So, yeah, it's easy to leave a voicemail. So I encourage everybody to do it.
Yeah, all it says is reach the voicemail for Comes Out Loud and COO Movies. Leave a message.
you have to spice it up a little.
We play it on the show.
I think it asks for your name because it's a Google number. But
yeah.
They called it and it didn't ask me for that. So.
Well, it's because you own the number. You have to turn that off in the settings.
I'm sure it's there somewhere. But in any case, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Google+ at g+.2/cubsoutloud. Follow us on Bruiser. We're all over the place over there.
I'm still working with Scott trying to get him to give us an actual Cubs Out Loud account. I'm still trying to work with him on that. So.
And please pop over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We very much appreciate it. Thank you, Jared, for leaving us a dead baby joke.
I kind of took that as a challenge.
And Jeff is taking donations for his iTunes account because he hasn't realized he spent like $300 on iTunes in the last month.
No, I know I spent $300 in iTunes this last month. But not strictly in iTunes because a good chunk of that was comic books through Comixology. So, yeah. So all we have is Jared's dead baby joke.
Yes.
And the other one here, so which we've already read off. So more. We would like some more. And ignore the Bear Soup podcast and the Dick and Harry agenda is like gone. Don't worry. Don't even look at that one.
Yeah.
And the 619 Bearcast. We're so much better than 619 Bearcast. Even with their
we'll find out for sure after this next weekend.
Yeah, they drink a lot.
Yeah.
No, they don't drink that lot on the show. They just had that one episode which they videotaped of the drinking episode.
No, we're not ripping off their idea.
No, we're not, because we're doing the Power Hour.
That's right.
Which is way different
than we're ripping off someone else's idea.
That's right.
They were just drinking cocktails.
Yes.
And highly alcoholized cocktails in that show. This one, we're just doing a power an hour of and beer also, shots.
And also shot. Point out real quick, Jeff, you have Rosa's cafe down there, right? I don't recognize the
name.
Never mind. They got them in Dallas and Houston and Lubbock, so never mind. If you want to find me, you can find me everywhere on the fucking net, except for Adam for Adam as TatDude806. You want to find me on Adam for Adam? Good luck to you.
Oh, wow. If Damon
you can find,
was here.
By the way, you can find Damon at TheaterCub79 at Bear411 or Bruiser. And for about one more week, you can leave your condolences on DamonLovesTrololo.tumblr.com.
You can find me as Robbie Bobby on Bruiser and Bear411. No. He still has his penis. He should count himself lucky.
Anyway. It's not much of one anymore. He lost an inch.
Well, you know, he had 8 more. So, anyway, or you can go to my WordPress blog at nilmandir.wordpress.com or find my About Me page. And since Ben always gives me shit about my About Me page, you can find it in the show notes.
Yes, thank you. That's just so ungodly long. Why don't you
actually,
just
it's like, not in the show notes, but that's okay. We'll add it to your About Us on your on the About
Me. This is all you got to do to get to his. You put in About Me /... Just start typing letters. Just start typing them and just keep going.
Hey, you know when he read off his WordPress site, you know, Nilmander.wordpress.com? Yeah, just put Nilmander between his first and last names, Robert Jones. So Robert Nilmander Jones, and you're good.
That really
so you already spelled out Nilmander.
And that really is his middle name.
No, it's not.
Jared, how can we find you?
I'm Jovial Cub on Bruiser there, and then I'm Rock Bear on Bear 411.
Yes, he is.
Rock
rock. I want to rock your box up, rock there. Rock there, so
rock there. And you know,
rock your world.
I looked
you
at this.
Dial my rod.
Yikes. God,
I looked at this shout out you had put up, Jeff, and maybe we have to get him to
help
us some COL. Well,
I didn't put it up.
Somebody. Okay, maybe we have to get him to make us some COL shirts.
Actually, Eric just posted about it. He's gonna probably more than likely do an eBay store on for his new gay pride stuff, but I know he's been trying to find something new to do in his line of work. He runs a clothing or fabric manufacturing company, I think, in Massachusetts, and he's been looking for new things to do with his time. And
and it looks like he just stepped on his first set of toes in the world of Pride merchandise.
Oh, well, you know. The thing is, he was saying that most of the stuff comes from overseas and the quality is absolute crap. And he's right.
I wouldn't be proud of it.
No. But the thing is that I wanted to put him in here because the simple fact that he put a picture of his the potential new stuff that he had on. And he put a picture up on Bruiser and it looks really good. And he did two. He did one for the ladies, which was that famous 1940s war poster of "We Can Do It."
Only Rosie the Riveter.
And then he put up a polo with a leather pride flag on it. Very small, tasteful. He's currently trying to meet with designers and see what's going to go on. See what he can do for getting this new side business up off the ground. So I just wanted to put him in the shout outs because he's awesome. He's also really cute.
I know. I would like
his profile picture. If he didn't have towel.
Can I have a Jared and Eric sandwich, please? I want to be the meat filling. I propose that right now.
Anyway. So that's my shout out for Eric for On Bruiser. This is going to be awesome, guy, and good luck.
Cool.
I like the what he commented on the Rosie the River one says. Well, apparently this is the first design sample to come off the line. I said settle, Colleen, settle.
Yes.
Lesbians.
Typical.
I think he had a story that he put up a couple maybe like this week or last week, and I thought that was about a friend of his going through a hard time, and I thought that was pretty touching. Good guy.
Yeah. I remember him doing that.
And then my real quick shout out is actually a thank you to Jared for showing up and putting up with us.
Yes. Thank you.
I've been having three guys who want to weirdly molest you.
I said cuddle, not molest.
Okay. Two guys who want to severely molest you and one person who wants to cuddle with you.
I had a good time here. I'm happy to be here. When I ever first listened to some of the podcast stuff was Beat Talk back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was when I lived way up north and I was kind of way out of touch with any kind of culture up there. So that was my first. And then they just disappeared. So that's why I kind of tumbled onto you guys. And
they
so
said they said they were ending. They had the special 200th episode.
Yeah. Oh, I
then they all scattered to the winds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you ever listen to like Bear Podcast?
No, I think I listened to Beat Talk just because they were local, that was just the only one that I ever listened to. And then when they disappeared, then I never listened to anything for a while until I moved down here. And then I decided to just Google something, and that's how when I ran into you guys. And then because of you guys, I joined up on Bruiser.
Yay!
You
said
welcome,
you've been
Scott.
Listening to 15 episodes. Have we done 15 episodes?
I don't think we have.
Or did you listen to some of the older ones?
I think there was like a transition going on. Like there was.
Yeah, we did some TNG episodes.
Right.
And at that time I was trying to figure out who was who, but I had a hard time. So it was kind of, I wasn't sure. It took me a little bit longer to find out.
I'm the one who sounds slightly girly. I've always had a thing about my voice. I've had people tell me, no, your voice isn't that high. It's like, trust me, I can hear it in my own head. but anyway, let's see. Ben's the one who's always cracking really bad jokes.
Yeah, well.
Damon has a slight lisp. And
stop it.
Slight.
Slight, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Damon.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, we love you, Damon. But I'm not sure he got the joke that your cousin sent or wrote on one of the websites, Jeff. I don't think he got it at first. Yeah. Oh, God. And Jeff is the quiet
one. Saddles reference.
Woo. Yeah.
By the way, once again, real quick, Scott Bailey, you're welcome.
And what is Bruiser again to us?
That is the official social network of
See, and I forgot the rest. I just remembered the official.
And I actually had made the recommendation just now to Eric about making us some COL shirts, and he said that can be arranged. I was actually thinking about you yesterday. How about me sponsoring an episode or two of COL and or Heat Sinks? So we definitely
all I ask for a sponsorship for Cubs Out Loud is actually I would just love to have, you know, some specialized Cubs Out Loud shirts where we have the logo and then our names on it. And then also I would like some for some COL movies too.
His love can be bought. It's not cheap, but it can be bought.
Hey, honestly, here's what I need. I just need one for all of our cast members, and then one for Jared because he's the mascot.
Because he's our mascot.
Oh, so yeah,
they would say Jared the mascot.
You know what? Maybe
COL mascot.
You know, and here's a final thought because we were supposed to have closed the show.
Like you are.
You know what? Maybe we have to do COL porn.
Our official porn.
You can go with that.
Yeah.
Jared, what are you doing this next weekend? I've got lots of cameras.
It takes 2 days to get to Austin.
And Jeff, I told Eric you would get in touch with him, so.
Yeah, actually, I have lots of time this week. I have the next 4 days off, so.
Oh, good. So if you get on the Southwest Airlines plane right now, you'll make it in time. Good.
Yeah, right down here to Austin.
Right. No. Sorry, Austin. This is a busy weekend in Austin, so you don't want to go there. Eric, thank you for mentioning the fact that you might want to do some shirts for us. Jeff will be in contact with you.
All right. Where were we?
I got closing it out.
This thing.
Calling it quits for the day.
So all I have to say is, say goodnight, everybody!
Good night.